Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. So how's your week going? For some reason, I've just gotten this large influx of email this week, all asking questions around financials. How do you raise the money you need for a project that you're working on? Seems that just a large number of people have been reaching out because of their frustrations at not getting the financial support that they need to execute on an innovation. I don't know if there's anything that's changing, whether economic conditions are kind of causing this, but today I want to talk about how to innovate under financial constraints. Financial constraints never go away. There could be some periodic challenges within the business or the global economy as a whole, but innovation will always have some form of set of constraints. Now, I'm a believer in constraint-based innovation. You've heard it before in this show. I believe that constraint-based innovation creates better ideas. Now, my staff has not always agreed, whether it was my staff at Hewlett-Packard or my staff today, but in my experience, if I give a team everything they ask for, I rarely, and I mean rarely, get an innovation that has an impact that I was expecting. Too many resources allow us to be sloppy and lazy when it comes to innovation. Now, there are multiple constraints that play a role in innovation. They primarily are in three areas. Time, never have enough time to execute the innovation. People, this false assumption that you need a certain number of people in order to execute. Go back, find a book. There's a book that was done many decades ago called The Mythical Man Month. It'll explain to you that more people on a project does not speed up the project. The last one being money. Well, many believe that each of these are trade-offs, right? If I don't have people, if I have more money, I can use the money to hire consultants to fill in the labor pool. And that's fine. Some of those you can optimize, but you can also optimize each of those individually. Now, today's show, I'm going to walk you through kind of the money slash financial constraints that most innovation efforts experience. And most innovators give up when they run into these financial constraints. They just think it's impossible. You go to your boss, you ask for $1 million, and they give you $200,000, and you just throw your hands up, walk out. It's impossible. It's not impossible. We need to innovate the way we innovate. In this case, use your innovation skills to think up alternative ways to secure funding. So what are you to do? Use other people's money. If you can't get the money from your boss, or you can't get in the budget, or your organization can't come up with the dollars, don't give up. Find ways to use other people's money. Basically, since you don't have any, you have to use other people's money in order to make your idea, your innovation, a reality. So what we're going to walk through today is some real-world examples of how I used each of these approaches to use other people's money to create an innovation that ultimately shipped and became a product out in the marketplace. So first one up is not one typically most people think of. and that's university research. This is funding R&D programs or innovation programs at universities. The key here is to find a professor who's doing research in an area that you also have interest in. That's going to feed along with your strategy. Then you need to agree on that research area. Now, what I've learned in university research is the longer the commitment you make to the university, the more control or more influence you can have on the research programs. And do not think that this is a handoff where you just get a university to start doing the research and then you go back, sit in your chair, and you wait for it to magically arrive. You and others on your team need to stay engaged. Your influence is made by your time commitment, your face time at that university, working with the professor and working with the students. Now, there are some pros and some cons. The pros is it's relatively low cost to fund university research. It's not millions of dollars. It could be something as low as tens of thousands of dollars, up to $50,000. $100,000, it would be a lot of money to be putting into a university research. But what you're doing is you're pooling your dollars with everybody else that's funding that research. That means you're leveraging federal research dollars that that professor may be getting as part of the research area. There may be other companies or organizations that are also putting money in. So for relatively low dollars, you can get a very large return in your innovation program. And again, by making a long-term commitment, you're creating a pipeline of ideas, a pipeline of innovation. And it's also kind of backdoor. It's a great resource for hires, for finding new staff. If you're working with a professor, you're working with their graduate students, masters or PhDs or postdocs, you get to see them. You get to experience them. Maybe you bring them in on an internship program, and eventually they become part of your hiring pipeline. And again, the longer the commitment you make, the more influence, the better access, the professor appointing his students to come work for you as yet another benefit to the university research program. Now, everything's not a positive. There are some cons to using university research as an alternative way to get your innovations funded. One is it takes a long time. Students are doing other work. They don't feel a pressure or a timeline. They don't have to ship a product. Patience. If you're looking for something here and now and critical, university research may not be the best approach. It's also high risk. There's no guarantee that anything will come out of it. You know, just like any innovation program. But universities are maybe even a little bit more risky because you're dealing with academics who are great, brilliant, and smart, but may not be the best at trying to be prepared to take that idea and pass it off to you to pick it up and turn it into a commercial product. You also may have a limited ability to influence the project. It could be whoever's providing the most funding is dictating the research and you're just kind of coattailing on that work. So make sure you go in eyes wide open. The other is intellectual property issues, ownership of patents. And the IP issue, you're going to hear through all of these options that we're going to walk through today. But at universities, depending on if it's a state university or a private university, is it federally funded research? Is it you're the only funder of the research? Make sure you unravel the intellectual property issues up front when talking about university research programs. Now, what's a good example of this? Well, in my current job, we actually started funding a research program, I'm going to think 4 years ago, at Stanford University in California. We funded some work around wireless technologies and improvement of spectral efficiency. So if you're not technical, don't worry about it. Just better wireless. The result was, though, is that there was some technologies that came out of that program that we did not apply to wireless, but we actually applied it to broadband. And we just announced the commercialization of that into a new technology called full duplex, which will eventually allow you in your home to get 10 gigabits down, 10 gigabits up. So we're talking an order of magnitude higher speed than what's available today, and you have the same upload and download speeds. And that's a direct result of a university-funded research program that started more than 4 years ago and now is actually getting ready to become a real product that will start having impact on a global basis for people around broadband services. So that's just one example of using a university-funded research program to leverage the dollars being done in a high-risk area, staying very, very engaged, and then figuring out a way to take that technology, translate it out, and apply it. In this case, we applied it to a completely different industry, not in the wireless space, but in the fixed network broadband space, the same broadband space that comes into your home over your cable network. Now we'll be able to have these kinds of speeds in the future. And again, it all resulted from an effort that where we funded this university project many, many years ago and just staying engaged, keeping our eyes on it, and using leveraged dollars where we were leveraging funding both from Stanford and other industries, throwing their money in, and then getting the benefit of that work. So again, leveraged innovation funding, not just from us, but in this case, through university-funded research. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up and talk through the other options to use other people's money to fund your idea and turn that into a real product or a real service. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this short commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Let's pick up our conversation talking about how do you get your idea funded in with financial constraints. You have an idea, you've taken it to your boss, you try to get the funding. They said nada or didn't give you what you truly believe is the minimum you have to have. How do you fill the gap? How do you get that money? How do you use other people's money? Now, in the last segment, we talked about university research and development. This segment, I want to talk about a program or an idea that I've used around co-innovation. Now, what is it I mean by co-innovation? Co-innovation is your organization plus one other organization, not two, not three, not five, you plus one other organization working together around a project or an idea. And there's some form of 50-50 contribution to that effort. One of you may be contributing money, the other may be contributing people, someone may be contributing labs, however you want to split it, but there's truly is skin in the game on both sides. So basically, for every dollar you put into the program, they're matching. So you've cut the cost of developing your innovation in half. Now, this 50-50 split on the funding is really critical. Makes it dual commitment. If one side is putting no dollars in, then there's no confidence on the other side that this thing is ever going to work out. Now, the key here is finding those kind of co-innovation partners. What I have found over the 35 co-innovation partners that I've worked with over my career that have all resulted in products that truly shipped, you have to have a couple of characteristics around this co-innovation partnership. One is you have to have a close cultural fit. You have to have a cultural fit. You have to have kind of a similar philosophy of commitment, similar philosophy of how you think about your customers, a similar philosophy around a whole different set of characteristics. Make sure there is an incredibly strong cultural fit. Trying to do something that's going to be hard and frustrating and you're going to run into problems and you need to be committed all the way through to the end requires strong cultural fit. The other is you need mutual dependency. So think of it as like a Venn diagram. So the two circles that overlap with a small space in the middle, you're on one side, the partner's on the other side. What you're trying to find is that tight overlap where you have mutual interest, you know, high focus on what that element or component looks like or product looks like that's going to be successful, and that there is some form of mutual dependency. What I mean by mutual dependency is that neither one of you can do it on your own. You have a dependency on the other side in order to make it work. So you need cultural fit, you need this mutual dependency, and you need the alignment around what the idea is. Like everything else, there's pros and cons. The pros is co-innovation is less complex than most other options. It's you plus one other person. Early in my career, I got this great advice from an executive when trying to coordinate multiple players to work together, is it's easy to get any two organizations to align. As soon as you add the third in, the whole process breaks apart. The complexity of consensus and agreement and alignment grows exponentially with size. And so therefore, these co-innovation programs tend to be easier because it's you plus one other organization. The second pro is that it tends to build long-term relationships. What I have found on co-innovation projects is it turns out to be rarely just one project. You end up doing multiple projects with this partner. Which is great, because once you spent the time aligning cultures and figuring out how to work together, etc., and after you've delivered the first one, then people tend to be much more comfortable with each other and much more committed to do the next project. So that's a pro. Now, there are some cons to these co-innovation projects. One is there truly, truly mutual dependency? If someone's got full capabilities where they just don't have the idea, but you have the idea, an idea by itself is not mutual dependency. Because then as soon as you share it, where's the dependency? It goes away. What are you contributing? Not just the idea, but expertise, resources, whatever, raw materials, whatever it is, that component. What's the other side contributing? Is there truly mutual dependency? If there's no mutual dependency, then it's what I would call NRE, or non-reoccurring engineering costs. You're going to fund somebody on one side, or they're funding you. It's really a dollar exchange, and that's the only linkage that you have. Call it what it is. If there's no dependency, don't try to make it up and make yourself feel good. Those projects rarely work out. If you truly are going to try to find and take your idea and find that co-innovation partner, you need more to put on the table besides the idea and money. What else are you bringing to the table that's attractive to the other side that they don't have access to, that bringing it together with their resources, you can do something magical versus what each one of you could do by yourself? So what's an example of this? One example of this is the work, some work we did a number of years ago with Corn and Glass, where we were working with the very, very early ideas and concepts behind Gorilla Glass. And Wendell Leakes, who's the chairman and CEO at Corning, and I kind of got off on this riff one day when I was sitting in his office in Corning, New York, about could we use glass to actually make the outside case of consumer electronics devices. So cases that are today made out of aluminum or plastic, could you make them out of glass? And I thought it was a little bit crazy, but we actually tried it. We built, a couple hundred laptops out of glass. We literally made laptop cases out of glass, Corning Gorilla Glass, and tried it out. Corning Salesforce actually carried them in the field. We actually used them and put them through our normal stress tests. And that was probably 6, 7, maybe even 8 years ago. And that's what's led to now to a number of products where you have glass on the keyboard, the use of glass on mobile phones, on the front face, etc. So that was the result of really what I would call a great co-innovation project, where it was something we were both keenly interested in, wasn't sure it was going to work, but I was committed. Wendell, the chairman and CEO at Corning, was committed. We managed it together, Wendell and I did, and we made that thing happen. And the result was game changer, true game changer. So we're going to step out for another quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussions on how to use other people's money to fund your ideas and innovations. Don't let the financial constraints kill your idea. There's a way around it. And we're going to be right back after this short break.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we jump back into the show, I want to thank our today's sponsor, which is Zoom. Zoom delivers flawless video, clear audio, and an unbelievably easy way to share your screen for collaboration with your team. It allows your teams to work better together, no matter where your team is located at. And how do I know this? I've been using Zoom every day for over a year. I use it to collaborate with my team who is scattered around the world, and it's the first video collaboration tool that I've used that doesn't suck. And now I'm running into more and more people, particularly people who have got teams that are located outside of your home country, where Zoom, in many cases, is the only tool that works. Now, it's just not me. Gartner has named Zoom a new leader in its Magic Quadrant for web conferencing, which is just great recognition for what this technology can do to transform how your business operates. So give it a try with a free account. This free account allows you to collaborate with up to 50 people simultaneously, so you can bring your whole team in on a video call. So try it out. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom to find out more. Let's pick up our conversation talking about how do you innovate with financial constraints. We all run into these financial constraints. Look, I've been in the innovation game for most of my career. I mean, you may think I've got this all locked and loaded and figured out. Even today, I always run into financial constraints. In this case, now as a CEO, I'm the one coming in the direction where I've got all these great ideas and how do I prioritize. So I'm giving you my insight, both having run innovation teams, but also now as a CEO, on how best to approach your CEO to get those ideas. But more importantly, when the constraint just exists, how do you use other people's money? So this next idea is one that is used quite prevalently, and that is to use startups or venture capital dollars to get your idea funded. This is basically really using other people's money. So getting the venture capitalist or startup who's in the same space that you're at to build what you need. So that is really using other people's money. Now, be prepared. You may not be putting money in, but you will need to invest other resources in the form of people and time. And this process is a lot like herding cats. Trust me, this one is hard. You have to convince, whether it be the startup or the VC, that your idea or your morphing of the idea is of high value. Now, in some industries, this is pretty easy to do, where there's a lot of startup companies or a lot of venture capitalists investing in your area where you can align yourself and you can partner. Now, if you've got dollars to put in, you can actually put some money in, and therefore you have the equity play. But face it, you will not have control because the VCs or the startups are not just going to serve you. They're not going to be captured to just you. They want to get that idea and leverage it and make it as broad as possible. Now, there are some positives to this. One, I have found these to be fairly fast, faster than most of the other options. Especially if the startup is already established and already in a space, and you're just trying to tailor it to what it is you're trying to do. The way to drive influence is, particularly if you're in a large organization, is to use your purchasing power, the decision to buy the end product is the way to get what you need, to get your ideas, your capabilities, the innovations that you need. Now, if you're looking to do an innovation where you want to take it to market, this is also a very valid option. Working with the startups or getting a VC to put money in the VC case, you can go out and you can take your idea, pitch it to a VC, get them to actually stand up an outside company to take that idea and take it out. Your company, your organization gets some form of equity. And in some cases, you can pre-negotiate the option of a acquisition where you're going to roll that technology back into the company. There's been a lot of companies in Silicon Valley that have done this. Cisco is probably the most prevalent. I don't know, I've lost track of handfuls of companies where Cisco funded some employees that had a really good idea. They sent them off to another off-campus into a completely separate building. That those guys started raising some money from angels and venture capitalists. They grew it to a certain size. Cisco sucks it back in. So it's actually a fairly effective way to not use your own money, get some venture capitalists to put money at risk, but get the idea done. So again, startups, venture capitalists, great approach. Now, how do you go about finding, particularly in the startup community, ones that are interesting? Key here is to get out there and have what I refer to as an outreach program. Somebody on your staff needs to be responsible for going out and finding them. You can't wait till you get that email that comes into you from some spammer with trying to pitch you something, and you go, ooh, there's a match. You need to be active in going out and finding those startups. You need to have a structure in your organization to go out and find those startups, build those relationships, work with them, and also within your industry, find senior, highly respectable people who've had high impact on your industry who've recently left their jobs to, quote, go do a startup because they potentially could be a great resource for you to work with, taking your idea, turning that into a product, and then bringing it back to you. Now, in this case, there's, again, pros and cons. One, pros, it's faster. Two, you use your ultimate decision-making process, as I talked about before. That's how you're going to get what you need. The cons, high risk. Does the startup have staying power? Do they have enough funding and enough resources to ultimately deliver the end result? So, albeit you're using other people's money, typical startup VC, it's high risk. It's high reward, but it is high risk. So just recognize that going in, that if you're going to go take this mode, there is a high risk component to it. Now, the way that you manage or minimize that risk is with your people and your time, your commitment to working with these startups, making sure they're successful, that they're listening, that there's a good product market fit to what your needs are, such that when it does get to the marketplace, it's what will actually turn into a viable product and therefore reduce the risk that the startup is going to go out of business. The other con is investor control of decisions. It's the old golden rule. He who provides the gold makes the rules. And he who provides the most gold makes the most rules. If you're using somebody else's money and you can't match it, and you're using this as an alternative to not have to put your own money in, you have to recognize that you are not going to have that ultimate control over the decision making. You have to use your skills of influence, your ability to buy the end result or take that and make it available to your customer base where you become a channel. Whatever leverage you can have without putting your dollars in, that is your sphere of influence. And you have to leverage that sphere of influence. So again, the risk, high risk, just recognize that up front. But second is, it's investor control. He who provides the most gold makes the rules. Now, there are a fair amount of examples. In my today's world, we did some work with a company, I'm going to say 3 years ago, called DeepField. This was a very early, very young company doing network management, network monitoring. We had some ideas on how we could use that within our industry. So we actually went to them. We actually provide a little bit of money in the form of NRE, non-recurring engineering dollars, customizations in effect, off of their product. But we worked with them very closely to get their product to fit exactly what our industry needed. And then we became, in effect, a channel for them to take it into the industry. And I don't know, about a year ago, when you looked at it, about 78% of all the companies in our industry were then using their product. The result was they got acquired recently by Nokia. So there's an example of finding, you know, two guys and a dog. They were a little bit bigger than that, but it's early stage startup with a really rough idea. Us having this vision of what we really needed in the same space, working with them, staying very close, committing resources and time, and making that happen. So that's just a great example. So we're going to step out, have another quick commercial break. When we pick it up, we're going to continue the conversation on how to use other people's money to fund your innovations. We'll be right back. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family
hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Well, welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Bill McKinney. Picking up our conversation about how to use other people's money to fund the innovation programs that you are working on. You've got this financial constraint. You can't get the money internally. You really believe in the idea. What are your options? So the last one on the list is what I call ecosystem innovation. So this is where it's more than two participants. Remember back earlier in the show, we talked about co-innovation, you plus one other. An ecosystem is you plus more than one other, two, three, four, five, however it works. This is sometimes referred to as industry research and development. It also has an analogy on open source kinds of projects. This is where you're going to get a large group of people together, each putting in maybe a little bit of money in order to fund whatever this program is. Now, the reason why I know so much about this is my day job today. I get funded by 57 companies around the world. 57 of the largest companies in my industry fund the research, development, and innovation programs where I'm the CEO. So it has great success rate for me, but when you compare it to other industries that have tried this, the success rate is actually quite low. It's hard to do. In our case, this particular company's been around coming up now on 30 years in existence. So it's got a long history, unique structural characteristics around it that make this successful. So in general, they tend to be a low success rate across, if you look at other industries like semiconductors or electric utilities, hard to do joint R&D within the same industry where everybody's throwing in a little bit of money to do these larger programs because everybody has an opinion, hard to get consensus. So again, ecosystem innovation is you plus 2, 3, 4, 5, 50, 100 other organizations all pooling their dollars. So no one party has to fund the 100%. Now, that's one of the big pros, right? That you can share the cost across a larger ecosystem. It's also possible that if everybody does agree and everybody does align and agrees to deploy whatever is the result of this R&D and innovation program, you can have huge global impact, not just impact within the company, but global impact. Now, there are a bunch of cons. One is it's complex collaboration. You know, in my case, 57 companies that are all contributing dollars, 57 companies all with their own cultures, their own priorities, their own ability to fund, their own decision making. It's consensus on steroids that just makes this hugely, hugely complex, which turns into a second con, which is frustrating governance. How do you keep all the decision making going in the right direction such that you actually get decisions made and you can move quickly? So there's some examples. Cable Labs, where I'm the CEO, been around 30 years, got a great track record of success. I've only been there since June of 2012, so I can't take credit for standing up this structure. It was stood up by Dick Green, the founding CEO at Cable Labs, but it's been structured in such a way that's just worked very, very well. Another example is a new one, Center for Medical Interoperability. It's new, and it's actually modeled off of Cable Labs. So CMI, which is based in Nashville, Tennessee, is the research, development, and innovation lab for the medical industry. It's funded by hospital systems around the country. They're new, but they have a very strong start. But using a very simple model of, can you bring an ecosystem together to fund the innovation efforts? So in summary, when it comes to these financial constraints, there are basically four approaches that I use, and I use them regularly. One is university R&D. The second is co-innovation. The third is startups, venture capital dollars. And number four is this ecosystem innovation. So try those out when you're in a jam looking for funding alternatives. When your organization is not able or not willing to step up, don't give in. Innovate the way you think about funding your projects. Find alternatives. Here's four. Try them out and tell me how they work out for you. And if you need more information, need more help, you can always drop me an email at phil@killerinnovations.com. And that's with any questions, whether it's about today's show or anything else that I can help you with. I'll go over and visit the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. I'll have links to more articles about what we talked about today. We've also talked about bits and pieces of this scattered around in the previous shows, and we've also written some blog posts on that, so I'll try to get all those links up there in the show notes. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and pretty much any other social media out there. Just search for Phil McKinney, all one word, and I'll typically pop up right away. Can I ask one favor? Can you hop over to iTunes? It's only going to take you 20 seconds. You can even do it from your mobile app. And can you give us a rating? It's a big help and lets others know about the show. And if you've been a long time listener to the show, then you know a little bit of the background. If not, the reason this show exists is my early mentor invested a huge amount of time in me and my career. And I give him all the credit for the career success that I've had. And when I asked him how to pay it back, he challenged me to pay it forward. This podcast, this radio show, is my way to pay it forward, to share with you. The content is available at killerinnovations.com free of charge. So you can hop on over there and enjoy that through the benefit and the appreciation we get from our sponsors. So again, hop on over to iTunes. It only takes you 10 or 15 seconds. Give us a review. We'd really appreciate it. Remember, don't let the innovation antibodies get you down, even when they tell you they don't have the money. We showed you today how you can find funds outside of your organization to fund the program. So don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Go out there and change the world one innovation at a time. And I appreciate you taking your time each and every Sunday to join us here at Kill Innovations. We will be back here same time. For our show, we come out as a podcast each Tuesday morning. You can grab us on iTunes or Google Play or anywhere else you get your podcast. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.